Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast, the online resource designed to help young professionals navigate their careers. This is episode number 9. In this week's episode, I have the wonderful Mr. Ife Token. Ife, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi Charity, my name is Ife Token. I'm in my final year at University of Nottingham. I'm studying finance, accounting and management.
Okay, great. And so for anyone who's been listening to the podcast, we focused on, you know, graduates and people who are out there in the world, but you have a very interesting story, Ife. Would you like to tell us a bit about your background and kind of how you got into it?
Yeah, sure. I did B-Tech business at the college level instead of A-levels. Mm-hmm. That was due to because I went to Nigeria and I had my WAEC there and it came out late so I couldn't do the A-levels, so I did a B-Tech. Mm-hmm. Then I started university in 2011. And I came to university hoping, you know, to come out big, you know, try new things and stuff like that. And then in my second year of university, I decided to take a year out because I was, to be honest, tired of university, tired of like the university life. And well, I felt like I was learning my theory, but I had no practical knowledge to go with the theory. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I decided to take a year out. And my university doesn't actually offer a placement yet, but I spoke to the reception, undergrad reception, and said, yeah, it's fine, you know, go for it. So I applied to PwC and I got a job at PwC. I did my placement there. It was a fantastic opportunity. And I learned so much and I came back in my final year. And some of the things I learned from my placement has been applicable to my final year at university. So when teachers talk about theories in class, I can actually relate it to what I learned at PwC.
Okay, so you recently wrote an article about the importance of doing a placement year and you said that you worked at PwC. I know that a lot of, you know, students can get quite fatigued and want to experience the world of work. How did you find that process and how did you navigate it for yourself?
Yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity. And one thing I realized was that a placement and an internship, the process was more or less the same. But I feel for a placement, you get more out of it because like you have like, it's usually from 6 months or 12 months placement and you get a longer time to spend with people to build relationships. Mm-hmm. And I read this article, I covered about 6 points. So I said you get to build your network of people. So I work with different people from different backgrounds and then they now moved on to different countries to work and I still keep in touch with some of them. I recently actually got referred to a job in London based on one of my seniors I work with mm-hmm. at PwC. For me as well, you meet people and partners, directors, and for me coming from like a Nigerian home, it was very hard for me to talk to more senior people and I learned how to do that, you know, on my placement and I thought, you know, that really helped my confidence at university and anywhere I go to. I used to talk about, you learn about the office politics, office dynamics. Mm-hmm. You realize that it's not your hard work that gets you progression, it's actually, you know, who you know in the office and also working hard. So you learn a bit of that as well. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way to, you know, dip into the real world and step back and come back to your final year and do your university degree. I think, you know, if you want to find out the rest of the points I made, you should check out my article on my LinkedIn. But yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity. Another thing I'm trying to work on now is with my younger cousins and my younger family friends, I'm trying to encourage them to take a year out before they go to university. Mm-hmm. Because companies like Accenture, for example, sent out an email a couple of days ago saying that they're going to have like a one-year gap year program for someone who wants to take a year out before they go to university, and they're going to pay £3,000 towards their tuition fee when they go to university. So I think there are different ways to be different, to get work experience and, you know, get the best out of university.
Okay. But what do you say to the people who, you know, might say, oh, doing a placement or doing a gap year, what incentive is there to go back to uni? Because I know when I even talked about it with my parents, they were just kind of like, you know, like, you should just do it, get it out the way, and then you can experience the world later. Mm-hmm. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree with, you know, anyone who says that. I was told the same thing myself. But one thing you know is that when you work for a year, you actually cherish your university life because you work 9 to 5 every single day. You don't really own your life anymore. Mm-hmm. So you actually cherish your final year. For me, I saved a lot of money during my placement year. So when I came back in my final year, I had a bit of spare cash, made some investments, saved some to, you know, enjoy university. You know, I traveled a lot, went to different places in my final year because, you know, at university, you don't have to go to class. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to, but you don't.
It's advisable.
Yeah, yeah. It's not nice if you don't go to class. You have spare cash to, you know, spend here and there, and also you have that experience. You mm-hmm. can then make a decision if you want to go back to that place or you want to go to somewhere else. And if you do go somewhere else, you have that experience under your belt, which people in your year group, if they don't take a placement, wouldn't have anyway. And you're more confident in yourself. You feel like you're more mature because you've been with, you know, adults for like a whole year. So I recommend it to anyone. Just know that when you come up to university, you need to tune your mind to know that you're back at university and you're here to learn again. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely worth it. You see things differently.
Okay. And so lots of takeaways for people. But I think one thing I wanted to pick you up on is you are a entrepreneur, aren't you?
I guess, yes.
So tell us about the business you set up while in uni.
Okay, when I started uni my first year, like I said, I came to university, I wanted to go, you know, do things big. Some of my friends were organizing parties, Afrobeat parties and concerts, and they needed someone to like manage the events. So I started a small business, nothing too serious, you know, of helping people manage their events. So we had like artists like Nato C, Tiwa Savage, the big names in the Afrobeat industry, and they come to have concerts in Nottingham, and I managed those kind of events. And then I started with a group of friends to start like our own, started doing parties and stuff. And we made a bit of money from it. Then I stopped when I took a year out because I couldn't be at work and be doing that at the same time. But I do plan to carry on doing events after university as a side business because I believe in you know, multiple streams of income. And I love organizing events. So I'm looking forward to doing that after university too. But I want to invest in events such as like network events for young professionals, you know, corporate events and that kind of events really.
And what were some of kind of the key tips you'd give people who want to set up their own things
I'll tell you, you know, do something you're passionate about, do something you enjoy. Because at university, students have a lot of free money, and either you're spending money or you're making money and spending money. I chose to make money and spend money. So because, for example, I have friends who, you know, are into photography, for example. So they take pictures of parties, they make money. They make money from that. I have friends who code, you know, and they code, make small apps for people, and they make money from that. I have friends who, what else do people do? People who like host events and they make money from that. People who sing, you can make, there's different ways to make money at university. And whatever you want to do, do it well and do it with all your heart and enjoy it as well. Because like, it's a hobby. So make your hobby profitable for you, as well, I'll say to people. And yeah, just get someone who's done before and get their advice of what they did to get there.
And how do you think sort of your placement, work experience, going back to uni and being able to set up a business while in uni has given you tips that you will take into the world of work?
World of work, I've worked before for a year, going back to work after university. So I kind of know the dynamics of work. Doing different things at university, my placement, being a president of society, having a job, having a business on the side. You really understand how to manage your time. When you get to the world of work, you probably agree with me, you have to learn how to manage your time.
Yes.
And you become more, you know how to network as well. I think a lot of people at work don't really network because they kind of settle when they get there. But you need to learn to, you know, carry on hustling, you know, try to be the best you can be. So working hard at university is just like a mirror for your future. I think, you know, doing different things at university really helps you become a better person when you start working because you need to meet new people, bring business into your company and, you know, be the best you can be, really.
Do you have any other tips for us? Any effective tips for success?
Yes, I think what I'll say to people going into work is that try to be the person who wants to know about the business. Try to be that person who wants to know, like, you know, about all the departments, you know, how you can help the business. Try to understand the vision of the company. A lot of people don't do that, I realize, through my placement. And when you do that, people actually respect you because you care about the company. And I think for people at university trying to find jobs, like, never give up. Like, I applied to so many different places, but, you know, I said, I am going to get this, you know, because if people are getting it, my mom used to tell me that, you know, they have two heads, that kind of thing, you know. People are getting it, so you have to get it too, you know. Work hard to get it. And for people who are about to come to university, you know, when you start university, it's a new environment. Nobody knows who you are. You can be whoever you want to be. You know, it's a, you know, a new chapter in your life. For me, example, I wasn't so confident when I started university, but now I think I'm pretty confident. So, just go all out. You know, there's nothing to lose. You're young. Worst case scenario, if you lose your money, you're going to go back home to your parents.
That is true.
Do what you need to do at university and have no responsibility. That'll be my main advice, you know, just go hard.
Okay. And so if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Yes. On LinkedIn at @adetoken, Facebook, you can Facebook me as well. I'm really looking forward to, you know, connecting with people who are ambitious, young people as well, mentoring as well, and, you know, just sharing ideas. So I'm more than happy for anyone to contact me.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Ife.
Thank you, Charity.
And thank you guys for listening in. As always, you can find more information on makemeapro.wordpress.com, or you can like the Facebook page, or alternatively, if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can find me on Twitter at Miss Mende, or you can give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.